This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans, send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th, and never miss a meme or milestone, all protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
At Sierra, discover great deals on top-brand workout gear, like high-quality walking shoes, which might lead to another discovery.
40,000 steps, baby! Who's on top now, Karen?
You've taken the office step challenge a step too far. Don't worry, though. Sierra also has yoga gear. It might be a good place to find your zen. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
This episode is brought to you by Jack Daniel's. Jack Daniel's and music are made for each other. They share a rhythm in the craft of making something timeless while being a part of legendary nights. From backyard jams to sold-out arenas, there's a song in every toast. Please drink responsibly. Responsibility.org. Jack Daniel's and Old No. 7 are registered trademarks. Tennessee whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
This is Reception Perception, the show. Now, James Coe and Matt Harmon.
Okay, if y'all wanted to know what George Pickens looks like as a number one wide receiver, well, here you go. I mean, shoot. What an unbelievable game that he had this past week. 11 targets, 9 grabs, 168, and a touchdown. George Pickens has 6 touchdowns in his last 5 games. He scored in every single one of those games. Unbelievable performance here. And over the last 3 weeks, Matt, he's averaged 8.7 targets, 6.3 receptions, 119.7, we'll call it 120 receiving yards, with a crazy 73% catch rate. That is impressive, impressive numbers over the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, he has been everything that they could have wanted during this stretch of games without CeeDee Lamb and more. Yeah. I think he's just been fantastic during this time without Lamb the last 3 weeks. Man, he's been awesome. And it's funny because if you look at just some of George Pickens's advanced metrics, you know, from the course of his career, right? In the last 3 seasons, so 2023 to 2025, he's at 2.12 yards per route run, 2.07, and then 2.29 this year. Not a crazy difference, right? The difference is in terms of explosive play rate, 26% in 23, 20% in 24, and 23% this year. So again, nothing crazy, but he's averaging way more first downs per route. He's running way more routes per game. And he's already beat his career high in touchdowns. We talked about this in the offseason. He's like, oh, he's never really been a big touchdown guy, right? It's like, well, the Steelers are 32nd in the NFL in passing touchdowns since he got drafted. Right. Now he's playing with Dak Prescott. He already has 6 on the year, beating his career high of 5 previously. So it's no... I think he's playing great. And I think, you know, in my opinion, Pickens took a step as an individual player last year, which is why I was so in on this trade and in on George Pickens in fantasy football this year. Is a great draft pick. Of course, we're getting him in a stretch now without CeeDee Lamb. That's helped. We'll talk about that here in a second. But this was the thesis of him, even just the player that he was in Pittsburgh his last year, just moving to Dallas. Way better environment. I think Brian Schottenheimer's called a great offense, designed a great offense. Clayton Adams has been good on for the offensive line in the run game. I think Brian Schottenheimer's pushed just some right buttons in the passing game from a design perspective. And he plays with a healthy Dak Prescott, who's absolutely balling out this year.
Dak Prescott is on another level right now. This is some of the best football that he has played. This stretch of games that he has played to start the season, my goodness gracious, Dak Prescott is on a heater right now. It's so fun to watch him quarterback the Dallas Cowboys. Now, their defense is not holding up, obviously. It's one of the worst defenses in the NFL. But Dak Prescott, though, my goodness gracious, he has been on fire. It's been a lot of fun to see. Okay, that being said.
Real quick, on that, God, if I was a Cowboys fan, I'd be trying to let it go because, like, what's the point? But, I mean, man, I'd be pissed about the Micah Parsons trade right now, especially in light of that game against Carolina where, you know, they sold you all that nonsense about, well, we got to trade Micah Parsons so we get Kenny Clark in here and stop the run. And they just allowed their former backup running or their former running back in Rico Dowdle to barrel over them for over 200 yards from scrimmage. And the defense is just absolutely atrocious. The splits between when Parsons is on the field versus when he wasn't, when he was there, are just so wide. Like, they would at least be a mildly acceptable defense. And in that case, if they were a mildly acceptable defense, Michael Parsons is there and Dak is playing this way, you'd be atop the division right now, in my opinion, with the way the Eagles are playing.
I 100% agree. And not only atop the division, but like looking good for the future too, you know?
Yes.
I mean, you'd be winning these games without CeeDee Lamb too. Oh my goodness gracious. Okay. I wanted to compare his first 3 weeks versus last 3 weeks. Again, last 3 weeks, we'll call it 9 targets a game, 6 receptions, 120 receiving yards. And again, a 73% catch rate, 4 touchdowns in these last 3 weeks. First 3 weeks to start the season though. Okay, he was it goes from not basically 9 targets a game to 7 targets a game. It goes from 6 receptions to 4 receptions a game, and it goes from 73% catch rate to a 59% catch rate. And you can cut those touchdowns in half. 4 touchdowns over his last 3, 2 touchdowns in his first 3. It is a stark contrast when you take a look at that. And obviously, Matt, the big breaking point is, okay, well, where's CeeDee Lamb in all this, right? So the question I think becomes, okay, this is George Pickens as the number one, but can he do what he is doing currently as a number two when CeeDee Lamb is on the football field? Is that even possible?
Yeah, I mean, no, I don't think he will be third in the NFL in receiving yards when CeeDee Lamb is on the field, right? He has 525 right now as we head into Monday Night Football this evening, and he is third among wide receivers in receiving yards. I don't think that George Pickens will finish the NFL season with third in receiving yards if CeeDee Lamb is healthy and out there the rest of the way. But can he make some of the same plays and make the same impact on the Cowboys offense that he has done so far? Yes, I think so, because they actually have not really changed his role at all since CeeDee Lamb has gone out there. You know, part of my wondering, like, can he step up and be the wide receiver one for this team was like, well, are they gonna use him any differently? Because I thought he can't really do that if he is still just playing as the X receiver. He took 20% of his snaps from the slot in this past game against Carolina, and I actually think there were some interesting ways in which they weaponized him in the slot to get him away from J.C. Horn on the outside, get him lined up on some of the lesser guys on the inside. But in the game against the Packers, just 3.3% snaps in the slot, 4.3% against the New York Jets. He was, for the most part, has still just been a primary X receiver. But so there's been no real change in his role. It's just the allocation of targets and how they've gone to him in more critical moments. But you also have to remember, like, George Pickens, this offense, and Dak Prescott are still getting to know each other, right? Like, they're now just finding out what George Pickens can do. And there's going to be, I think, a little bit of a can't put the genie back in the bottle type situation here, where they know how effective he can be on some of these routes, and they're going to keep going to him. The one thing I think is that has been difference between his time in Pittsburgh and what he's done so far in Dallas. You know, I've charted a couple of games for him. Mm-hmm. And he's run a dig route on 20% of the routes I've charted, which is way up. We've talked about this for years with Pittsburgh, where he almost never really ran in-breaking routes over the middle of the field. And he's been excellent on those routes. And Dak has been hyper-targeting him on those plays. So while he is still running a healthy amount of go routes, which is going to make his production volatile when CeeDee Lamb is there, the fact that he's also running some of these routes over the middle of the field, more like primary routes, I think that's encouraging for when he gets back. So, yeah, do I expect him to be third in the NFL in receiving yards with CeeDee Lamb? No, but I don't think anybody will really expect that.
So maybe not the total counting stats, but just in terms of just the effectiveness, right? Like the efficiency. Again, I think for me, the efficiency is really sticking out over the last 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. 73% catch rate for George Pickens in the role that he's running in is absurd. Again, on the season, he's played 90% of his snaps out wide. You know, these kind of splits, you don't see a 73% catch rate for a guy that's playing 90% out wide. That doesn't happen in the NFL because, again, these are some tough routes and in some sometimes low percentage throws. And I don't think George Pickens has ever been.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA cleared and CE marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone free, and side effect free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
That hyper-efficient guy, right? He likes to make splash plays. Splash plays are 50, we call them 50-50 balls for a reason. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I guess that's more of my question of like when CeeDee Lamb comes back, can he still stay this engaged? I think for me, Matt, when I look at George Pickens, I see a player that has to have the environment correct. You know, mm-hmm. He has to be utilized early and often. Like he has to see the football come to him for him to be engaged for the entirety of the game. He has to have a pretty good quarterback. And again, they have to put him in situations where he can succeed and be that dude. I think you made a point. I think it was you that talked about how he kind of sort of likes it when it's combative, you know? And I told, you know, ever since you said that, I when I go watch George Pickens play, I think you're 100% right. I think he likes it when he's a little bit combative. So I think that's why when he's out on the outside, just fighting these DBs or whatever, you know, again, he's mentally engaged into the whole process. So again, when I see Pickens, man, I see a player that has all the talent in the world, but you got to get him engaged in the football game. And that's obviously something that was very spotty while he was at Pittsburgh.
When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
Yeah, that's where I think that this is a sort of can't put the genie back in the bottle type situation here with George Pickens. The fact that they have seen him operate at this level, I think they are going to continue to feed into that. So yeah, the raw production might not be there, but I think the efficiency can keep up. There's always going to just be some variance with catch rate and some of these stats, right? You know, he has a game where it's just a couple of targets are out of reach or whatever. Maybe he has a couple drops here or there. It's going to happen. It happens to every wide receiver. We were talking about that with Davante Adams in the previous segment. He has Davante Adams has four drops on the year. You know, like these things are going to happen to some of these wide receivers, but you know, for the most part, I do think they know the right buttons to push with Pittsburgh or with George Pickens, where they're getting him in more of these man coverage situations. It is X receiver routes against press on the outside, critical to keeping him engaged, critical to keeping him part of the process. So I think they know the player a little bit better now. That's my feeling over the last 3 weeks, is they know the player a little bit better now, and him and Dak are just such a great fit for each other because Dak is one of those guys that will rifle the ball over the middle of the field and work the middle, put it in tight windows. He loves to test those tight windows, put it in tight windows, have faith in his guys to go and get it. And he'll work that critical intermediate deep middle of the field area. But he is also very willing to go to the boundary to play hard football and target these outside routes, the outbreakers, the stop routes, the go routes. And those are routes that George Pickens has run at a high volume and been very effective on, not just this year, but dating back to his time in Pittsburgh. So I definitely think that from a production standpoint, they're going to keep going to Pickens. They're going to keep feeding into him. My question is actually less about the rest of the season and more about the future for George Pickens. You know, he's on the last year of his contract. Of course, we know that. Far be it from me to come in here and tell another man to do what with his life and his money and whatever. Because let me tell you what, if George Pickens continues to have the year like this and he walks into free agency, some team that is desperate for even if he's not a wide receiver one, you know, like a T. Higgins potential wide. I mean, Pickens is kind of better than than T. Higgins. Obviously, T. Higgins is, of course, dealing with quarterback issues, but he's in that. We've talked about him in that tier of the number two wide receivers that you can get away with being a number one. He's putting this stretch on the field right now. He walks into free agency, he's going to get paid by some team that's desperate for wide receiver help. But damn, man. Sometimes the grass is not always greener on the other side. And you're George Pickens. Like, you know, you actually know what it looks like to be the wide receiver one, quote unquote, for some, you know, trash can offense that's rotating quarterbacks around. If I'm George Pickens, I'm trying to stay in Dallas. I'm trying to stay as Dak Prescott's, quote, number two, what a receiver, whatever, because you see what the benefits you can reap from that. I just think these two guys are perfect together. That's what I'd be trying to do if I was George Pickens. But number one, I want your thoughts on that. And number two, if you're invested in Pickens from like a dynasty perspective or whatever, would you rather see him go somewhere and be the hypothetical number one, or would you rather him stick in this environment?
I think if you're talking pure fantasy, you got to go and test the waters in free agency. Again, if you're a Pickens dynasty guy, man, like you got to go see him as a number one somewhere. Because even as an inefficient number one, I think he, barring Arthur Smith in Pittsburgh, you know, like there's some places where it would just be an absolute disaster. Okay.
Well, you're not going back there is my guess.
Yeah, exactly. But again, in fantasy, you got to see him be a number one somewhere and just get all that target share and air yards and all that kind of stuff. Anyways, that being said, man, if I'm Pickens, there's only one place I want to go, and that's New England. Go team up with Drake May. You got functional coaching there now, right? You've got a young ascending quarterback and a young ascending quarterback in a rookie contract, so they could still pay, right? To me, they don't have anybody who is a true number one. Stephon Diggs is going to be a year older next year. It's a great spot for him if he can end up in New England. So that would be, if I'm George Pickens, is like, I'm part of his management team, I'm like, let me get all the chips moving towards New England and see what we can do.
Interesting. Look, Drake May looks incredible right now.
Yeah, he looks awesome.
I'll say they're getting pretty good play out of Kayshon Boutte as that X receiver and sort of the George Pickens archetype. I do think Pickens is a superior player, but I think that, yeah. And look, Kayshon Boutte has been the definition of up and down, where he has this great week one, then you don't, like, he doesn't, I don't think he's had 50 yards since then. Maybe he's been close, but then he obviously has this 2-touchdown, 90-yard game in week six. But Kayshon Boutte's been perfectly good in that sort of vertical X receiver role, and sometimes the ball finds him and sometimes the ball doesn't, which, by the way, George Pickens, I don't know about that. So I think that they're getting, but Booty's a free agent at the end of the year. So, I mean, it's definitely possible that Pickens could fit in as, and maybe even be an upgrade on that spot. I will just say, though, again, the grass is not always greener. The grass is not always greener. Yes, theoretically, going to New England, I don't know if I think Mike Vrabel and George Pickens would see eye to eye on a lot of things. So then, okay, great. You're just now, where are you? Where are you going in free agency? I maybe you want to go to New York and be playing with Jackson Dart. They need wide receiver help, but if I'm Pickens, I'm like, put the contract in front of me right now. I'll sign it. I want to stay in Dallas, because sometimes these guys, yeah, they're just perfectly, like, the team knows them. The quarterback's perfect for them.
Yep.
I actually think if I would take the other side of it, if I was a dynasty bro and I had George Pickens, I'd actually want him to stick in Dallas. And yes, you might be shaving off some target share, but you're also getting a lot of certainty there into what he is and how he looks with this quarterback in this offense. And so far, I realize the last three games have been without CeeDee Lamb, but yeah, so far that's looking pretty sweet to see George Pickens in this situation.
Hey, talk to me in about 5 weeks when we've got, you know, CeeDee Lamb fully activated here, and George Pickens, will he, you know, continue to do what he's doing, though? I don't know. It's really interesting to kind of see Pickens in this true number one role. Which is, again, another reason why I wouldn't mind seeing him go to New England and being the dog, you know, being that guy in New England and truly trying to help elevate that offense as well.
It's time to take command.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. I'm Grant Paulson, and along with my co-host, 10-year NFL tight end Logan Paulson, we break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis, honest evaluations, and the context you need to truly understand the game. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pod.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.